Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founder Imran Khan has categorically denied granting permission to any party member to engage in negotiations with the establishment, according to PTI chairman Barrister Gahar Ali Khan. Speaking to reporters outside Rawalpindi's Adiyala jail on Tuesday after meeting the former prime minister, Gahar dismissed recent claims by PTI Senator Azam Swati, who had suggested that Khan had approved backchannel talks to stabilize the country's political situation. Swati, in a recent television interview, had hinted at possible meetings with key figures and even proposed involving former President Dr. Arif Alvi in the negotiation process. However, Gahar made it clear that Khan has neither authorized such initiatives nor pressured anyone to broker a deal. PTI founder said that he has not pressurized anyone to strike a deal, he said, adding that Khan issued 6 statements during their meeting. He also addressed the mining and minerals bill introduced in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Assembly. He stated that the PTI founder would present a formal position after consultation with political leaders, particularly KP Chief Minister Ali Amin Gandapur. The bill has stirred criticism from opposition parties and some PTI members, who argue it compromises provincial autonomy. The KP government, however, maintains the bill aims to curb illegal mining and encourage investment. Khan also shared concerns over Afghan refugee issues and regional dynamics involving Afghanistan. On internal matters, he instructed party members to avoid public criticism of each other, urging unity as PTI considers forming a broader opposition alliance. PTI founder said that all opposition parties will have to gather on a single platform for the protection of democracy, he noted. He criticized jail authorities for limiting access to Khan, revealing that while only 2 lawyers were approved for the meeting, 5 were allowed inside. Gahar also condemned the continued denial of visits by Khan's family, especially his sisters, despite clear Islamabad High Court orders permitting bi-weekly meetings.